Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Browns now third favorites to win the AFC.
Wow.
Behind the Chiefs and the Patriots. Is that reasonable?
You know what? They're probably the favorites to win the AFC North. I would probably still have the Colts slotted ahead of them.
I would have the Colts, and I think I'd have the Chargers slotted ahead of them.
Yeah. I think that's too high for the Browns, but I don't think it's ridiculous. Does that sound fair?
That's fair.
I mean, I think they should be in the top five.
Okay. Yeah, that's about right.
And because I would...
Do you like Texans or Browns better right now?
Right now, I like Browns better. Foster asked, if I'm the Texans or Cowboys and need safety help, Eric Berry's the guy. What are the odds of that happening? I don't know. I think... I'm not so sure that Eric Berry's going to be an answer for somebody at this stage of his career. And that's the thing about a lot of these guys, that before you get too excited about some of these free agent signings, the other teams were ready to get rid of some of them. They were more than willing to let them walk.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Always weird when you're walking in and hear your own voice.
Yeah.
Hour number three, 713.
You had to poop again?
No, I had to run, make a phone call. And,
you literally ran, I see.
I did.
You're breathing hard, okay.
Yeah, I ran up the stairs.
Oh.
But, I thought it was the police calling me back because remember how I told you I got a call where they found all my stuff?
Yeah.
And I asked them, could I get it back? And they're like, well, not my bikes, but all my wallet stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we'll let you know. That was December the 7th.
Then they never let you know.
I have never heard from them since.
Damn.
Not from the person prosecuting the case, nothing about the person they caught. And so I had a call from HPD, so I thought that's what it was, but it was a friend of mine wanting tickets.
Oh, piss off.
I'm like, dude, why would you call me when I'm on the... Oh, I forgot.
I forgot. You didn't forget. You knew I could get tickets because I have a radio show, and you knew exactly what was happening.
Yeah, he wanted Whiskey Social tickets. I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Can I get a good show to watch? I've seen the best, just need something new. I liked Umbrella Academy. I still think Rake is one of the Australian version. Do not make the mistake of getting the American version of Rake.
Okay.
It with Greg Kinnear.
Do they talk funny in
no,
the Australian
just,
version?
He just talks Australian.
Mm.
It's about a degenerate lawyer who is really good at his job, but bleeps up an awful lot.
Okay.
But it's hilarious. It's if you like funny stuff. I mean, if you don't like being entertained.
I hate laughing. I'm really against that.
Most people are. I don't know why.
We haven't even brought up the big game tonight.
No, and you know what? There's a whole video of it on SportsMap right now where you can go and...
A breakdown of Rockets Warriors?
Yeah. You get... Charlie gets very excited.
Rockets are favored.
Are they?
Yeah. 2-point favorites.
Well, no Durant tonight, right?
No Durant.
I wouldn't play that. So.
You wouldn't play it like you think that it will still be tough for the Rockets to cover that?
Yeah. Yeah, I know they're 3-0 against
them. They've been
hot. Year. Well, they have. They, what, 10 in a row?
Yeah.
And
the Warriors are, they're 1-5 in their last six games against the spread, at least.
Yeah, but the thing is, if the Rockets win this... and
Rockets are covering. Not just winning, they're covering.
Okay. But from watching the video, I learned from Charlie, they win tonight. They're only 2.5 behind the Warriors for first in the
just
West.
Just saying.
So, remarkable.
Just saying.
Yeah. But I guess I'll be watching it at the airport.
Well, no, I think it starts while we're in... Well, yeah, I guess it starts. It's 8:30.
Yeah, so okay. We'll probably get to watch first half.
Watch a little.
Yeah. You're going to get, you going to talk to Joel this hour?
Oh, yeah. Let's call Joel next segment.
Okay. Just checking. A32 said Goliath on Amazon with Billy Bob Thornton's a good one. I liked it. Like it, don't love it.
Like it, don't love it.
I thought it was good. It didn't blow me away good, though.
Okay.
And then I do need to try Peaky Blinders again because I watched two I watched two episodes and I couldn't understand a word they were saying.
I think that's a good show.
And I just gave up on it, but I probably should try it again. There's a couple other stuff that I've been enjoying. There's a show, Corporate, that comes on Comedy Central. It's always, I think it's right after Drunk History. So I watched 5 minutes of it by accident because it had recorded after Drunk History. It went back and started watching it. It just for something fun. You know, as somebody who used to be in that environment, it's pretty accurate and pretty funny. So
I haven't had time to watch TV lately. I feel like a bad TV person.
Well, you kind of got another job. You're kind of doing a lot with pregame.
Yeah,
you're kind of
busy. Have time.
Yeah, you'll have time about when college basketball.
Yeah, and college basketball takes up a lot of my time too.
That's the thing. I've been spending a lot more time on horse racing lately. Although, just to let you know, while I've been on a really good streak, today I played a tournament on Derby Wars that I was trying to qualify for something. There were 27 people in the tournament, and my sorry ass finished 27th. And that included four races from Sam Houston, where I'm supposed to be really good. So I suck today. Tomorrow I'll try again. I still want to get in that because it's a head-to-head tournament. And, you know, it's like they're doing it like the basketball tournament. So all you got to do is beat one person each round. Which today I would not have done. I wouldn't have beat anyone. A dead man would have done better than me.
Sorry, Fred.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating. I was playing one of those winner take alls at Sam Houston, and this is the second one in a row I've had the lead until the last race and lost. I had a pretty good lead today. It's like because I hit the first three right off the bat for the contest. I'm like, okay, I got this.
And then it all fell apart.
Fell apart. And all I needed in the last race, I think it was the seventh race, all I needed was the five horse to finish ahead of the two horse for me to win. Two ran second, five ran third. So yeah, it sucked.
Sorry, Fred.
Oh well.
Tomorrow's a better day, a new day.
Wow. Don't know where the coughing fit came from.
I don't know. Probably your increased lung work having to run up and down the stairs.
You know what? I kind of felt like I'm back to 100%. And then that just came out of nowhere. Ashton said, did the pressure on Sam Darnold skyrocket with the Jets making it rain in free agency? See the new Jared Goff surrounded by talent.
I mean, it should be. I mean, he's a number three. It's a high pick. There's going to be, and he's in New York. There's pressure on him.
Yeah.
If anything, this should help him though, because there were times when he looked good last year, but it was like it was so evident that there was just no talent around him. So you couldn't really get a good feel for what he was. So to me, they're helping him out. And yeah, the pressure is there, but the pressure was always going to be there. Now he's just got a better chance of meeting the expectations.
Yeah, and I think it makes it easier when you get a running back like that.
I do too.
For a young quarterback. So, yeah, I think the Jets, some interesting moves. They went out and spent some money too. We'll see how it works out. I think they're farther away than a lot of teams were. So I don't know how much difference.
They're a long way away.
But I do think Sam Darnold is going to be a good player.
I think so, too. I liked him.
And, you know, it only makes him better to have a weapon like that.
I can't wait until the next year's draft. Because I'm not excited about any of these quarterbacks in this draft. Like, I guess Haskins is good. I don't think he's anything special.
Like, I think it was Lance that compared him to now I'm blanking. I'm totally blanking. The guy in Tampa.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston, yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
Comp. Yeah.
I mean, and it's funny to compare him to another black quarterback because people always make fun of people who can only compare black quarterbacks to black quarterbacks and white ones to white. But,
right.
I mean, it's a really good comparison because Jameis Winston is not a good athlete. He's below average athletically, but he's a legit pocket passer, although he is going to have some spurts of inconsistency, I think. So it's not a bad comp.
Yeah. Is that what you want, though, for your starting quarterback?
I don't know. That's not what I want.
8-3-2. What are the odds of the Dolphins winning the AFC East this year and surprising everyone?
That would more than surprise everyone.
I think you would need... three plane crashes.
Yeah. At least one.
Especially when they've all come out and said, I mean, they basically have said they're going to tank.
Yeah, I don't think they're looking to win the division.
Although I guess they are still talking to they're still talking to Teddy Bridgewater, who apparently has not.
Yeah, I heard. He's like, no, not so fast, my friend.
Yeah.
I don't know where this rumor came from, but
see, that
fake news.
But that's how you tank. You sign him, he breaks. and you've got to have some third-round rookie.
So yeah.
That's how you tank. 713-780-ESPN. Just, I don't know if you saw this, but one of the Leafs, Maple Leafs, got accused of dropping a gay slur.
Uh-oh. I feel like that's kind of that happens a lot in hockey. I feel like there's often accusations of players saying things that are either racist or homophobic.
Well, and apparently people were just ripping the hell out of this. Morgan Rielly, who's their best defenseman and a really good young player, he's getting ripped all over the place. Turns out they went and listened back. They talked to the ref. They talked to him. Nope, never said
never
it.
Never said it? Well.
Yeah. That's our society, right?
Got him.
We got to rip the hell out of him. So, it's one of those things that you got to – sometimes maybe you need to wait until –
till we've got the facts.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to report fake news.
Yeah, because fake news is wrong. But somebody asked, did Josh Inish get fired today? Yeah,
he apparently. Did.
Yeah, so be interesting to see what they do over there. I mean, but yeah, I don't know. I don't worry too much about what the competition's doing. Just kind of worry about what we're doing because we're doing pretty well.
Yep.
And, yeah.
I mean, I've always got to keep an eye on what's going on.
Well, you have to worry about it now.
Yeah.
I really don't. I just try to do the best we can here and, you know, make sports map the best. Make it tremendous. Make it the best. And, that's what Innovative Lasers is. They're tremendous. And I had to buy new pants this weekend. They're already falling off me. They're like two sizes smaller than the ones I had. And it's all thanks to the Zorona Laser Treatment at Innovative Lasers of Houston. And guys, it is such a cool procedure. You go in there and you basically lie down for 20 minutes. You do 20 minutes on the front, 20 minutes on the back. It's just they put a red light on you. That's it. Nothing painful. No downtime. And 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. Gone. My case, it's close to 8 inches now that I've lost. And all you have to do to get in on this, free consultation, go check them out. Find out what they're about. Might even get to talk to Laura, who calls in sometimes. And she'll tell you everything. 281-888-3094. If you're one of the first 100 and mention ESPN 97.5, you're going to get 50% off the whole thing and 3 sessions free. And it's a great, great offer that they're doing. Lose inches in fat. No painful procedures. You're going to get more energy. You're going to feel better. I certainly do. And you're going to feel better about how you look. You know, I don't hate how I look anymore. And that's just a big thing. It's going to help your confidence. It's going to help everything. 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5, 50% off the regular price and 3 sessions free. Or log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com to find out what they're about. 281-888-3094, InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I've done everything as you say.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back. On the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
We can't get a hold of Joel.
Oh.
He may be doing some last-minute lovemaking before he goes away.
He might be, you know, trying to take care of whatever he needs to get taken care of.
He might be packing.
Yeah, he might be packing. But if you're listening, Joel, call in. Big Dog says the Giants have $33 million in dead money now.
Yeah, it's a brutal hit.
You know who could have $33 million in dead money? It wouldn't matter. The Texans. Since they didn't spend anything. Jeff asking, what are the odds OBJ makes Cleveland fans forget LeBron? I don't think that's happening.
No.
So, and then Chase doing the episode notes on from the podcast wants to know, what's the Game of Thrones? I guess we were talking about the Game of Thrones.
I think Trey's not, he may not be familiar with Game of Thrones.
You know what? Trey's become a useful member of Sports Map, though.
That's good.
Had him do a little story the other day on the IndyCar race.
And he's becoming less useful to me because he's always asking for time off to go to stupid car races.
Yeah, he gets. He's gonna get to go to that race, which will be pretty cool.
So I got invited to the IndyCar race, and then the next week I'm going to another car race. So I can basically work like 2 days ever. Oh, we got Joel.
Awesome.
Joel Blank from, if some of you don't, I mean, not everybody knows this guy has a show, but Joel Blank hosts a show on our station, actually, called The Usual Suspects. It comes on from, what time?
One to four. And yeah. It's a terrific show, and they do a great job.
I've heard some things about it. Joel joins us now on The Blitz. Hello, Joel.
Hello, fellas. Always good when the program director knows your time slot. That's
are you
encouraging and impressive.
Are you, we were just postulating, as Fred would say, on what you were doing. When you weren't answering your phone, were you packing? Were you making love one last time before the getaway? What was, or were you changing diapers? What were you doing?
Shockingly enough, I was talking to my co-host, Barry Laminack, on his way to San Antonio.
You guys were just shooting the breeze, huh? Look at you guys making best friends.
Yep.
That's good to hear. Are you excited about this road trip, or are you, do you have some angst about it?
I don't have any angst. I mean, to me, it's a new opportunity, and just like doing Radio Row for Super Bowl or otherwise, I'm looking forward to it. See what it brings, and see how it works with boxing.
I've got some questions I want to ask you before we go on this trip.
I'm sure you do. First and foremost, am I going to move my seat forward or what?
Are you going to recline on the airplane?
It's a 1 hour flight. Why?
Okay, so that's a no, right?
Good answer.
Right,
that's a good answer.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one in the plus column.
Well, I can't wait.
Are you going to act like a cop while we're on this trip?
In what regard? I could care less what you guys do in your spare time. Just don't mess with me.
Okay, that means...
That's kind of a yes.
That means number five, will you snitch on Fred for having marijuana?
Don't care. That's what I said. I don't care what y'all do.
So that's a good one. Will you have any drinks on this trip?
I might. I actually thought about having some drinks, yes.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, now this is an important one, though, to finish it off. If we're out and we're having a couple drinks, and are you at any point during that socialization going to have to step out to take a call from your wife?
I don't plan on it. I don't anticipate it. The only way that would happen is if there's an emergency, because we got a full house with my mother-in-law here.
Okay.
And which is Lisa's mom, obviously. So unless there's an emergency, I don't think that's going to be necessary.
Okay. I think we're going to have a good time, Joel. I'm excited about you making the trip and getting out and seeing how you're... Well, last time we went out with Patrick Creighton, and Patrick Creighton...
I don't know what's more insulting. The fact that you didn't know our time slot, or you're now comparing me with Patrick Creighton. That's detrimental right there.
Well... I remembered your time slot. I just couldn't put it into words. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to put it all together. You know that. Come on.
Got it. Yeah.
All right, Joel. Appreciate it. You can hear Joel from like 9:30 to noon or something like that on The Usual Suspects. Appreciate you calling in, man. We'll see you in a couple hours at the
airport.
See you
in a bit, fellas.
All right. 1 to 4. Come on.
1 to 4. That's what I meant.
Promote. Yeah. That's part of your job. You're responsible for all these guys now.
I know.
It's not just our ratings. You're responsible for his ratings. You gotta show some love and support. Which
I just had him on our show and plugged his show on our show.
Well, there you go.
That's support.
Okay. How often have you had Raheel on the show?
Raheel's been on our show before.
Yeah, but usually calling in as somebody else.
Yeah.
And prank calling us.
Big deal. He's been on. Who's Raheel anyway?
Oh, God. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And I think it's going to be a fun trip, man. I'm looking forward to a friend of mine sent me every place that we need to go. So I'm only there for 2 nights. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to all these places.
Yeah.
But I'll darn sure try. Is Facebook back yet? Anybody know?
I don't know. Like you can get on Facebook, but I don't know if you can post.
Yeah, I've had nothing change since when I logged in last night.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, I'm still not getting like any new updates on notifications or anything, so I think it's still down.
Well, it's no loss for me because I barely look at the thing. Now, if Twitter went down, I might have a problem. I would I wouldn't melt down, but
yeah.
You know, maybe I ought to just take a break from Twitter and Facebook and all of it and see if I can do my job without it.
Well, Twitter gives you a lot of news.
It does. And every now and then people, like things that I miss, somebody will tweet about. So, hey, guess what? Lions Poker Palace is the most badass poker room in the city.
It's the most palatial.
It's the best. It's tremendous. You know what they did today? They had a bounty on Mr. Lion in the noon tournament. And you're right, tonight you can get in 6:30, late registration.
And it was like, it wasn't like $20.
No, it was $2,500. So somebody knocked out Mr. Lion, and made, unless he won the tournament, which he's pretty good at that PLO, so I don't know how it went. But I do know that they had they have a 6:30 tournament tonight, late registration until 8:40. $90 with rebuys, $9,000 guaranteed. $9,000 guaranteed. And listen, George, Najib, Mr. Lion, those guys know what they're doing with this room, and it is fantastic.
You know what else is fantastic? The food.
Yes.
You know what else is fantastic? Being able to bring your own beer, bring your own booze.
Or whiskey.
Yeah, yeah, whatever you want to bring, you can bring it. Yeah, they treat you right there, and it really is a top-notch Vegas quality room right here in the heart of Houston. Follow them on Facebook for all the information about the tournaments, but stop in and see them for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Cold in my kingdom size, fell for these ocean eyes. You should see me in a crown. I'm gonna win, there's nothing to hide.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 26 and have zero social media. Am I weird? I don't want the drama.
Nope.
Or to be mindlessly scrolling for hours through memes and fake happy posts. No, sir, you are not a weird. Or ma'am. You could be a ma'am. We have a lot
good
more
for you, man.
We have a lot more female listeners than I realize sometimes. So I shouldn't assume that someone texting in is
might
automatically
be the smartest out of all of us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there have been studies that people, when people go off social media, they're happier.
They really are. I remember I got rid of my Facebook for like a month, and it was so great.
Yeah, I finally figured out how to manage the social media to where it wasn't driving me nuts, so it doesn't bother me as much. But for a while there, I was like, man, why the hell am I doing this to myself? It's just... So, For the Win did the 10 most impactful NFL free agent signings in history. I'm going to give you the names, and you tell me if anybody who signed here over the last 2 days is going to make this list. Number 10 was Kurt Warner signing with the Cardinals. Got him to a Super Bowl.
That's good. It's a good signing.
How about Shannon Sharp signing with the Ravens? Only there for 2 years. Got him to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they won. Rodney Harrison joining the Patriots.
Yeah. I'm assuming all these ended up in Super Bowl wins.
No. Curtis Martin signing with the Jets.
Okay.
Rod Woodson signing with the Ravens.
Okay.
Charles Woodson signing with the Packers. That one certainly wound up in a Super Bowl. Reggie White signing with the Packers.
That was a big one,
that
too.
Was a big one. Number 3, Peyton Manning signing with the Broncos.
I mean, yeah. Everybody thought that guy was like a lost cause, and Broncos resurrected him and got two Super Bowl appearances and one win out of it.
Yeah.
Although they were in the backwards years. The year that Peyton was bad, they won.
Yeah, their defense was so good that year.
And the year that Peyton was like maybe one of, if not the best, statistical quarterback seasons ever.
Yeah.
And they lost in the Super Bowl, which, by the way, shout out Seahawks. Maybe that dough.
Yeah, oh yeah. That was my second most profitable Super Bowl ever. Behind the Saints beating the Mannings. Well, thank you, Peyton Manning. That's two big scores against you.
That's right.
Number 2, Deion Sanders with both the 49ers and the Cowboys. Yeah. Number 1 on the list, Drew Brees signing with the Saints.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know that anyone who...
There's nobody who can have that kind of an impact.
Yeah, I mean, even...
I mean, they're like the Curtis Martin to the Jets thing. That I mean, sure, that, yeah. Could that be Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown? Sure. But are they going to win Super Bowls? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I ain't winning one this year.
No,
I don't think. So I'm almost 50.
If the Jets or Raiders win the Super Bowl this year, then
okay,
you got me. Yeah, shows what I know about sport matches.
I'm almost 50 years old. I never had social media. Happiest bleeper on earth.
He texted that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say, if he tweeted that, I'm going to call him a liar.
No. This is the text line I'm looking at. So okay. I'm 27. I don't have anything whatsoever to do on social media that we keep him up to date. So, yeah, I just, like Facebook, I rarely check anyway because there's just not that much on there that I pay attention to. But Twitter, I'm on a lot, maybe too much. And I'm on Instagram a lot, posting dog photos. So, how can no social media make us happier if we are only on social media for the naked chicks? Interesting.
Good question.
If that's all you're on there for, then maybe you're happy. I'm not saying everybody who does it is unhappy. There's not that. Did you see this story about apparently a MIT's journal wrote a magazine story about how all hipsters look alike, basically.
They all have man buns and pretty neck beards.
A research was purported to explain the hipster effect and the fact that nonconformists often end up nonconforming in the same way. And they used a stock Getty photo of a hipsterish looking man. They promptly got a furious email from a man who said he was the guy in the photo. He accused us of slandering him, presumably by implying he was a hipster and of using the picture without his permission. Wasn't too complimentary about the story either. And he says, now, as far as I know, calling someone a hipster isn't slander, no matter how much they may hate it. Still, we would never use a picture without proper license or model release, so we checked the license, and you know, because we have a Getty license too.
Yeah.
So it does have restrictions. It says, if you use it in connection with a subject that would be unflattering or unduly controversial to a reasonable person, for example, sexually transmitted diseases, you should say that the person in it is a model. But they weren't really implying he had an STD. It was just that he was a hipster.
Okay.
So the creative director said, over my dead body, are we taking down a perfectly good image because some dude doesn't like being called a hipster?
I don't know.
Here's the best part.
Whose job is it to define what a hipster actually looks like?
Here's the best part. Getty looked in their archive for the model release, which you know they have to do for photos like that. And they came back and said the model's name wasn't the name of the angry hipster. So, in other words, the guy who was threatened to sue for misusing his image wasn't the one in the photo.
Oh, it just looked like him?
Yep.
Shame. So maybe there is a look.
Yeah.
Although this guy says he's not a hipster, so maybe it can be a deceiver.
Well, he never said he wasn't one. He just said that he didn't like being called one.
I mean, he was going to sue because someone called him one.
Yeah. But
I mean, if I sued, you know, Aaron and said, I accused Aaron of having a beard, and Aaron was like, I'm suing you for that. I'd be like, that's going to be a tough lawsuit for you to win because you have a beard.
Aaron kind of has a hipster look, too.
I wouldn't go that. No.
I'm not young enough to have the hipster look.
No, that's not true. Because you're in that age range where hipsters have aged.
I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it with Aaron.
I kind of do.
Maybe because my hair is long right now, but it's getting cut in the morning. So
Juggalo Trey's got a little more of a hipster look these days since he cut his hair.
Yeah. But
I wonder how Juggalo Trey feels about his new hair. I think it looks good. I think he's going like he looks more professional.
I don't know if he looks more professional. He looks less like a juggalo.
He looks less homeless.
Yeah, there's that.
I mean, that's good. Hey, nobody wants to look homeless, I don't think.
No, but he looks a little more respectable.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Hitman's Bodyguard?
Who was in it?
Samuel L. Ryan Reynolds. Pretty damn good movie. I liked it.
I don't think I did.
It's just a fun movie.
I don't think I watched it.
It's not anything that's brain candy. They're making a sequel, and Morgan Freeman's going to join the cast.
All right. So hopefully he's not being asked to join the cast and play the character that Samuel L. Jackson played in the first movie.
No, Samuel L. is still in the movie.
Okay, good.
As Darius, he's back. Ryan Reynolds is back. Salma Hayek is back.
Because that would be racist if they tried to replace a black actor with another one without telling us, like Iron Man did.
Well, they did tell us.
I thought he played the same role.
He played the same role, but they told us they were changing actors.
Yeah, but you can't do that. You can't just like replace one black character with another one, and you know, like they didn't address it in the movie. Like,
no.
What are we, dumb?
No, he was just the same
character.
All
of a sudden, Tony Stark's best friend looks different, and everybody's like, oh, no big deal.
You know, Stark was more drunk in the first one. That's
and it was
why
like,
different.
It's not like nobody saw the first one. It was like one of the biggest movies ever, and then the sequel to it, there's just a totally different best friend. Come on, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man. That.
Yeah.
There's a long history of that, though, going back to the beginning of time. Even Bewitched, when they switched dicks right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You know, that
the old switcheroony.
Yeah.
Dick switcheroony.
Sergeant York. I'm not sure who was first. I just knew there were two dicks.
There were.
Yeah.
The double D's.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And you know what? One thing I made sure to pack today for our trip was my Harry's razor. Because I love shaving with Harry's. The cool thing is you can be one of the 10 million who have joined Harry's and tried it. Here's what you're going to get. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, $3 plus free shipping. $3 for all that. All you have to do is use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And the cool thing about them is they've received over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google. Their replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That's half the price of these big-name companies. And all their blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they're going to give you a full refund. And in this case, how about this? Your full refund's $3 because it's a great deal. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. Customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR. Check out to claim your offer. Make sure you let them know you heard about it on the Blitz. Harry's.com.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, check out sportsmap.com. Greatest sports website in the history of the known universe. Lots of good stuff on there today. And, yeah, make sure you get that preview of Rockets-Warriors before the game starts with Raheel, with Lance, and Charlie Palillo. All right, let's close out the show the way I
can't believe the show's already over.
I know.
By the way.
I know. This thing is just this been this whole week.
Yeah.
But unbelievable. Let's close it out with deaths. And we start with
RIP today's show.
Yeah. Sorry, show. You tried so hard and
You'll
got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. All right. George Burns, 1996, old dude, 100 years old.
He's very old.
0 points in the Deadpool.
Nope.
Andy Gibb.
That means it was a death without benefit, which means it's a sad death because it's a death in vain.
Yeah. It
didn't win anybody any money or anything. He just died.
Yeah. All we are is dust in the wind, dude. Andy Gibb, dead at 30. That's not a good run. He was a BG.
Yeah, not... Not the best 30.
No,
that's... I would be disappointed at that number.
Yeah, well,
especially now that I'm 38,
because
I'd be really frustrated.
I don't know how you could be minus 8, but I'm sure you know if there's some kind of weird time travel thing happens.
If it could happen to anybody, it could happen to me, Fred.
Lloyd Bridges, American comedic actor from Airplane. It looked like this on this day he picked the wrong day to stop sniffing glue. Dead at 85. Corey Haim.
Yeah.
2010. I watched Lost Boys again the other day. I love that movie.
Were you a Corey Haim guy or a Corey Feldman guy?
Neither. I preferred the Frog Brothers.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, dead Corey.
He's Canadian.
He was. Kind of feel like, you know, dead Corey's all in the road. For some reason, Jim Morrison's popping in my head. Sports figures, Woody Hayes, dead at 74 and 87. It's a decent run.
Yeah.
I really...
Not Woody Page, right?
No, he's still kicking. He's still kicking. Ray Nitschke, middle linebacker from the Packers, dies of a heart attack at 61. Best known for his role in the first Longest Yard.
Yeah, the OG.
Yeah. Boy, I'm not even recognizing half of these. Here's your political figures. 1874, Millard Fillmore, 13th president of the United States.
Put some respect on his
name. He was a Whig, died at 74.
What'd you call him?
A Whig.
Oh.
That was his party.
Political party.
Yeah. What'd you think I was calling
him? I don't know. I didn't know if it was some sort of a slang term.
No.
Disparaging slang term.
Nope.
RIP president.
William Howard Taft, the 27th president.
Was he a great big fat person?
He was a great big fat person. Yeah, she was a big girl. Dies at 72. Ferdinand von Zeppelin. German general, and guess what he invented?
He invented, was the bass player for Led Zeppelin.
No, he invented the original Zeppelin, which Led Zeppelin was named after.
Oh.
So technically, he invented Led Zeppelin. Dead at 78 in 1917.
He wasn't even around for, like, the first album, or House of the Holy, or anything like that.
He missed all the good stuff. March 10, 1955, he also missed out on Led Zeppelin. Oscar Mayer.
I think Oscar Mayer.
Mayer. American meat packer, it says. yeah, you can go ahead and do your own wiener meat jokes packer. Now. Yeah.
He's one of the best meat packers I'd ever seen.
His wieners were tremendous.
He could stuff a weenie like nobody else.
Okay, I'm not recognizing half of these guys. 1997, Christopher Wallace, also known as...
Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
But, oh, I was thinking about Marcellus Wallace. Does he look like a bitch?
Not anymore. Shot dead at 24.
Marcellus Wallace or Christopher Wallace?
I don't know.
Marcellus was older than 24. I mean, so he had to be Christopher.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Big.
All right, here's your best deaths. March 7, 322 B.C., Aristotle, number two on the list of all-time greatest philosophers.
Ooh. That's a strong placement.
Yeah, and, I mean, you could make a case for him as the best, but I have him second behind Plato. Harriet Tubman, 1913. Dead at 91.
That's a good run.
Yeah, it's a damn good run. Anne Frank, 1945. Dead at 15.
Not a good run.
No, that's not what we would call a good run. Stanley.
Well-educated, well-written for a 15-year-old child.
Well,
nice diary.
Yeah, she wrote a diary and it became famous. Stanley Kubrick.
One of my favorites.
Clockwork Orange, dead at 70. Also not a great run.
That's a pretty good run.
It's not bad, but it's not a great one. Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Oh, he was a good one.
Died of lung cancer at 84. He's gone on to the afterlife in 1999.
I met Joe when I was a young man. Not even a young man, a young boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my favorite moments. One of my favorite celebrity meeting moments. And now, like, I don't get excited about meeting celebrities, but
yeah,
when I was like 10, meeting Joe DiMaggio was about as cool as it could.
You got
get.
To shake the hand of a guy who powdered Marilyn Monroe.
That's right.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
All right, that'll wrap it up. Great job today, Mr. Aaron. A plus for you, Hoffman. A plus for you. It was pretty mediocre today. I'm gonna go C minus for me. We will be broadcasting live from Dallas tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. Till then, stay sports, you bitches. An expensive car to still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Brooklyn basement, face it, not guilty. That's how I stay still. Richer than richer, so you come and get me. Come on. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your ESPN 97.5.